Chapter 4. Wyatt's Incident. For the first 3 or 4 days, we had fine weather, although the wind was ahead of us. Because of the nice weather, the passengers were in high spirits and social. However, Wyatt and his sisters did not act politely to the rest of the party. He was sad and more serious than usual, but I expected this behavior as part of his artistic personality. For the sisters, however, I could make no excuse. They locked themselves in their room for most of the trip, and they absolutely refused to communicate with me or the other passengers, although I repeatedly asked them to do so. Mrs. Wyatt herself was friendly. That is to say, she talked a lot to people. She became closely acquainted with most of the ladies, but to my surprise, she did not talk to any of the men. She amused us all very much. I say amused. Actually, Mrs. Wyatt was often laughed at rather than laughed with. The gentlemen said little about her, but the ladies had more to say. Those ladies I talked to thought Mrs. Wyatt was a nice thing, but plain-looking, totally uneducated, and low-class on the whole. The great wonder was how Wyatt had been trapped into the marriage. Wealth was usually the reason in such instances, but I knew this was not the case at all. Wyatt had told me that she had no money. He had married, he said, for love and for love only. He claimed that his bride was beyond worthy of his love. When I thought about what he said, I confess that I felt puzzled. Could it be possible that he was losing his senses? What else could I think? He was such a cultured, smart, and careful man who truly appreciated beautiful things. Yes, the lady seemed very much in love with him, particularly when he was not there. The word husband was forever on the tip of her tongue. She would also constantly repeat things that had been said to her by her beloved husband, Mr. Wyatt. At the same time, everyone on the ship noticed that Wyatt avoided her. Most of the time, he shut himself up alone in his room, while his wife was free to amuse herself in the main cabin. From what I saw, I concluded that Wyatt had made a mistake in marrying a woman beneath him. It must have happened because of a brief moment of weakness. Then he must have realized his mistake. As a result, he probably felt disgusted. I felt sorry for him from the bottom of my heart, but I could not forgive him for not telling me about the Last Supper. For this, I was going to have my revenge. One day, he came to the deck. I took his arm and walked around with him, going around the ship several times. However, his sadness did not disappear. He said a few words, but this took him a lot of effort. I made a joke or two, and he tried to smile. Poor man. Thinking about his wife, I was surprised that he even tried to be happy. At last, I tried to bring up the topic of the oblong box. I said something about the strange shape of that box. As I spoke, I smiled, winked, and touched him gently with my finger in the chest. This made Wyatt angry. At first he stared at me like he didn't understand my remark. But slowly, my point made its way into his brain. His eyes opened wide and seemed to jump out at me. Then his face grew very red and then very white. Suddenly, he began a loud laugh as if he was highly amused by what I was suggesting. To my surprise, he continued laughing louder and louder for 10 minutes or more. Finally, he fell down flat and heavily on the deck. When I ran to pick him up, he seemed to be dead. I called for help. With a lot of trouble, we finally woke him up. Once he was awake, he spoke in a confused way for some time. We could not understand him. Later, we drew his blood as a form of treatment for his problem. After this, we put him to bed. The next morning, his health had recovered and his body was well. Of his mind, I say nothing, of course. I talked to Captain Hardy about this. I suggested that Wyatt had become insane, and Captain Hardy agreed with me. He advised me to avoid Wyatt for the rest of the trip. The captain also warned me not to say anything about this incident to anyone on the ship.